I'm Brian Mackey.
And Brian Mackey's full story on the state of labor is in the April edition of Illinois Issues magazine. This is Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Jim Meadows.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. USDA NASS says that winter wheat is 16% poor to very poor compared to 6% last week of November of 2014 and 29% in April of last year. 44% of winter wheat is rated good to excellent compared to 58% at the end of November and 35% last year in April. There was no national corn ratings in this week's report. That's anticipated next week. But here are some state numbers for Mississippi. 34% of the crop has been planted versus 4% last week and the five-year rolling average of 57%. Louisiana, 67% of the corn is planted versus 16% last week and the five-year rolling average of 93%. Corn emerged in Louisiana, 6% versus the five-year rolling average of 55%. For Texas, corn planted 37% versus 20% last week and the five-year rolling average of 50%. Corn emerged in Texas, 8% versus 3% last week and the five-year rolling average of 31%. Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 165,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 15-16 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 17,849, is up 44 points. The NASDAQ, 4,357, up 15. The S&P 500 is 2,077, and it is up 4.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Entirely too much rain will be falling across the lower Midwest as we move forward through the next 7 to 10 days, and fieldwork in the lower region will probably not advance significantly, if it can at all. We're expecting to see the temperatures across the region a little bit warmer, but all the warmth is going to do is increase the amount of moisture that the atmosphere can hold and generate a greater amount of rainfall the next time we get rain to fall across the region. Showers are already occurring across the region this morning from parts of eastern Kansas into Missouri and eastward into the Ohio River Basin. Most of the precipitation today is going to be fairly light across the region, but it's still moisture. And just to the north of this region that's got the precipitation, we have widespread fog and an easterly wind blowing across the region, indicative of the approaching storm system that will see to it that all of the Midwest gets impacted by precipitation over the next few days. The storm system that's approaching is going to be relatively weak, however. It is going to be followed by a more aggressive storm system that will have a bigger impact on the region as we get into the weekend coming up in the early part of next week. That is when we'll be watching most closely for an expansion of flood conditions across parts of the region. The precipitation that occurs today, though, will be rather widespread, and yet at the same time will be quite erratic. So a lot of areas will just pick up on some drizzle or some very light rain showers. Other areas might see something a little bit greater, but for the most part, the precipitation over the next 24 hours will not have a lot of meaning we'll look for anywhere from trace amounts upwards to a couple tenths of an inch, and that should be about the extent of the more meaningful precipitation today. A little greater precipitation will evolve as we go through the day tomorrow across parts of Missouri and Illinois, and as a cool front begins to evolve across the western Corn Belt, we'll likely see that rain event becoming more significant as it works its way to the east and north as we go from tomorrow night into Thursday and on into early Friday morning, when finally we'll see some drier weather occur across the region. The precipitation over these next few days will likely be varied across a big part of the region. We could see moisture totals running upwards into the range of 3/10 of an inch to an inch for the most part. I don't think there'll be a lot of heavier rain except for in some pockets from portions of Missouri into parts of Illinois and Indiana, maybe western Kentucky. These areas could see a little bit heavier rainfall, but the big rain event will likely come in as we get to the latter part of the weekend and into the first part of next week. At that point in time, we'll likely see some 1 to 3 and local 4-inch amounts of rainfall across parts of the region, and that on top of the saturated soil that's already present and some flooding that's occurring in minor locations across the region will likely culminate in a more significant flood event, perhaps for a larger portion of the Ohio River Basin. We'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely, but the active jet stream that's prevalent right now is not likely to change much as we move forward through the next week to 10 days, and that will likely see to it that the precipitation continues frequently enough that fieldwork will be left on hold. We'll expect the temperatures to be warming up a little bit. It's one of the reasons why we have the fog out there this morning. We'll see the temperatures get a little bit better as each day moves along here for a little while. We'll expect the high temperatures today in the lower half of the Midwest to run mostly 60s and 70s. We'll look for readings in the north, though, to be confined to the 40s and some 50s. As we go into the day tomorrow, a very similar temperature regime is expected. There might be a couple of temperatures near 80 degrees in parts of western Kentucky, extreme southern Illinois, and parts of Missouri, but it won't be very common. And the warmth will likely continue, and in fact, expand a little bit further to the north on Thursday afternoon, just before the frontal system cuts across the Midwest and brings additional rain across the region. We'll look for the temperatures at night over these next few nights to cool back into 40s and 50s in many areas, with some 60s in the far south and a few 30s in the extreme north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 562 3/4, down 9 1/4. July, 567, down 8 3/4. Soft May wheat, 521 1/4, down 6 1/2. July, 522 1/4, down 5 1/2. May corn, 383, down 2. July, 391, down 2. September, 398 3/4, down 1 3/4. December, 408, down 1 3/4. May soybeans, 972 1/2, down 6. July, 977 3/4, down 5 3/4. September, 969 1/2, down 4 1/4. November, 964 1/2, down 3 3/4, now 3 1/4. May soybean meal, 321.60, down 140. May soybean oil, 30.85, down 41 cents. April live cattle, 161.90, down 55. April feeder cattle, 218.10, down 170. And April lean hogs, 6302 1/2, and they are down 22 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
It appears they made some progress planting in the Delta this last week.
Yeah, they made caught up a lot, but they're still behind. But and they're supposedly going to catch up some more. And anywhere else, I think Kansas had planted 6%, which is normally only at 2%. Otherwise, there's been a little planting around here and there, but we're not usually very far along at this time. Rains this week almost every day across the Midwest. Some more rains in the Southeast, possibly. That's maybe hurting beans by making industry think less corn, more bean acres. But wheat's down hard due to good rains in the wheat country. That's helped pull corn down.
Yeah, in Kansas, they sure could use a drink of water there.
Well, and the good to excellent rating on wheat went up almost everywhere of 10 mm-hmm. to 20 to 30 points.
Yeah. So down in the Delta, people are going to be starting to talk about the potential for prevented planting acres. I suppose if these rains verify and it rains as many times as Drew Lerner thinks it might, you might even have some washed out acres.
That's a possibility. You just don't know. It's a weather market, and it's like this every spring. Mm-hmm. And wind is late, and you know, we always get it planted to something. The question is to what.
So corn and soybeans are chopping around in sideways ranges, essentially, yes?
Yes, corn's down a couple, 2 to 3. Beans are down 6 to 7, and old news down 4 to 5. And wheat's down 6 to 7, been down been down 9.
And trading pretty much in broad ranges that we've seen, what, since the beginning of the year, if not before that?
Yes, it's still, the corn hasn't had much of a range lately, but beans and wheat have, and we've had wide ranges all year.
So at this point in the marketing season, you just help people to put their hands in their pockets, I suppose?
Or? On bounces, you look to protect price or do some cash, or, you know, sell more. On down moves, you hopefully have enough protection on that will help you. But if you've done nothing, you need to look at doing something, and, you know, out-of-the-money calls or out-of-the-money puts or something to try to manufacture some to add to your price.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. May corn 382.5 down 2.5. December 407.25 down 2.5. May soybeans 971.25 down 7.25. November 963.5 down 4.5. May soybean meal 321.40 down 160. May soybean oil 3080 down 46. You're listening to WIL Urbana, broadcasting service of the University of Illinois.